This, my friends, is the only way to help the people of your planet. For they must help themselves. They must find the truth that is within them. They must initiate the seeking. All that we can do is to provide a stimulus for their own initiation of this seeking. 37. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator avail ourselves to this knowledge through meditation. For this reason, we do not come among your people, giving them our service. 76. Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO directly, for we are aware of detrimental effects upon them in doing this. Our service is aimed at what they actually desire. What they actually desire is an ability to realize truth. In order to give to them this ability, it is necessary that we bring about a condition to cause within them a personal seeking of service and a personal seeking of knowledge of the truth of the creation. Only through this process can they understand the truth that is within them. It is something that cannot be too effectively given to them in an intellectual manner. 38. Allow people to read transcripts of these transmissions only when they ask. And only if they ask, never at any other time. We cannot stress this enough. Never force either our, or your, opinions on anyone. People will come to you when they are ready to accept what we have to say. 39. Each man, and hence each world, must learn the lesson and the make its own progression. 40. They look upon us as younger brothers whom they love dearly, but whom they know must solve their own problems in order to learn the lessons well. Growth and progress are individual matters. The way may be pointed, but each must travel it for himself. He may choose to travel the main highways, meeting and mastering the lessons brought by each moment, or he may choose detours. The choice lies with each one alone. 41. At this point, we can see fairly well the reason that the craft are here, according to the contactee messages. The UFO nauts want to help us, if we want to be helped, by sharing with us their philosophy, if you will, or their concept of truth. Or call it their religion, if you must. I personally hesitate to use any of these terms, but especially the term religion. There is a good deal of feeling caught up in the word itself. Many scientists think that the studies and beliefs of religion are unscientific. And many clergymen find science to be unreligious or even sacrilegious. I would like to remove this discussion from both camps, and refrain from. 77. Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. Getting tangled up in semantics. Whatever your bias, just look at this data with an open mind. Remember that there are always problems encountered in the communication of both scientific and religious concepts. There is another consideration, too, in studying these contactee messages. We must make allowance for the limitations of vocabulary and religious and scientific expertise of the telepathic receivers of these contactee messages. They could only repeat that which was to some degree comprehensible to their own minds. Therefore, we receive largely simplified versions of the original UFO nauts concepts. Yet these views are most provocative. Here, an entity from Hatton blends science and religion in a discussion about life itself. Life is composed of two materials. One of them is what you might call consciousness. The other is light. But my friends, consciousness is love, and light is its physical manifestation. All that you are able to experience in the way of a physical universe is composed of one ingredient. This ingredient we will call light, since this word is closest to what we wish to express. And it is the only word that we have available in your languages to express the basic building block of our Creator. Originally, the Creator expressed a desire. This desire was expressed in a state of consciousness that is best described in your language using the word, love. The Creator, then, expressing desire through love, caused the creation of all matter. He caused the creation of light. This light was then formed in its infinite configuration in the infinite universe to produce all of the forms that are experienced. All of these forms, then, are molded or generated through the expression of consciousness that is love. They are composed of a fabric that is light. For this reason we greet you each evening, with the statement in his love and his light. For this, then, encompasses all that there is. The consciousness that creates, and the fabric that is love and light. The love that produces the configuration of light occurs in what we term various vibrations, or, using a word in your language that is not sufficient but somewhat descriptive, frequency love occurs, then, in various vibrations or frequencies. These vibrations or frequencies are the result of free will. When the Creator produced this original concept, the concept included the gift of freedom of choice to all the parts that He created. These parts are then totally free to change the original thought. 78, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. In doing so, they change what you understand to be the vibration of some portion of the original thought. Each of you here this evening have a vibration, and you have control over it. Your freedom of choice has created the love that manifests the light that is the fabric molded into your physical form. This is the simplest analysis of all created forms of all of the creation. Each part of it is able to utilize its own consciousness, through the principle of freedom of choice, to vary or change the original vibration. The creation, therefore, continues to be self-generating, in an infinite variety. This was provided for in the original thought of the Creator. It was provided that He might generate, in an infinite way, in an infinite number of forms. Through this use of freedom of choice, man upon planet Earth has generated many forms. Some of these forms were never envisioned by the Creator with the original thought. However, they were allowed for, due to the principle of freedom of choice. This is perhaps the most important principle in this creation, that each of the Creator's parts be able, throughout eternity, to select for themselves what they desire. In experimenting with this desire, there has in some instances become a slight problem in straying away from thoughts and desires that would be most beneficial. In experimenting with these desires, some of the created parts have lost contact with the original desire. This has occurred in many places in this creation. We are here at present to communicate, to those who desire to find their way back to the original thought, information leading those who desire the path back along the path to the original thought. It is necessary that we act in such a way so as to lead only those who desire this pathway along it, therefore not violating the important principle of total freedom of choice. As I was saying previously, each of you, as do all parts of this creation, have a particular vibration or frequency. This vibration or frequency is the only important part of your being, since it is an index of your consciousness with respect to the original thought. 79, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. When an individual is aware of life in its infinite sense, he is also aware of the benefits of matching this vibration with the vibration of the original thought. It is our effort to match our vibration with that of the original thought. This is the reason that we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here now. For this service that we perform is a service that would be in harmony with the original thought. This, then, produces within us a vibration more harmonious to the original thought. We are attempting to give instructions to those of the planet Earth who would seek the instructions how to produce within themselves the vibration that is more harmonious with the original thought. This, as I have stated before, was demonstrated upon your planet many times before by teachers. The last one of whom you are familiar was the one known to you as Jesus. He attempted to demonstrate by his activities his thinking. His thinking was in harmony, much more than those about him, with the original thought. His vibration was, therefore, much more in harmony with the original vibration. For this reason he was able to work what were called miracles. However, the original thought was that all of the parts of the consciousness that were of the original thought should be able to generate by thought and consciousness what would be desired. The man known as Jesus desired, and therefore created, since the vibration which he generated was in harmony with the vibration which the Creator used to form the creation. It is only necessary, then, that an individual become in harmony with the vibration that formed the creation in order for him to act within the creation as did the Creator, and as does the Creator. This was demonstrated to you by the one known to you as Jesus. Not only did he demonstrate what could be done in a very small way, but also how to think in order to do this. Unfortunately, man upon planet Earth has misinterpreted the meaning of this man's life. At this time we wish to point out the true meaning of this man's life. It was desired that those who were aware of his thinking and his activities then follow the example, and as he did, become more in unison and in a harmonious vibration with the thought of their creator. 80. Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. We are here to bring you information and to impress upon you in a non-intellectual way during meditation the idea that is necessary for you to increase the vibratory rate of your real being so that it is harmonious with the original thought of our Creator. Our teachings will be simple, as were the teachings of the one known to you as Jesus. It is only necessary that you attempt to understand these teachings. Understand them in depth. Understanding in depth can be done only through meditation. And then, once these teachings are understood, it will be necessary that they be applied, and that the individual so desiring to apply them demonstrate in his daily activities and in his daily thinking the concept that was the original thought. The concept that we have spoken to you as being love. We have used this word, as I have said, because it is as close as we can come, using language, to the original thought. However, this word is miniature compared to the original thought. The original thought can be obtained in your intellect, only to a very small degree. It must be obtained in your total being, through the process of meditation. Once this is done, and once your activities and thinking reflect this thought, your vibration will increase. At this time you will find the kingdom that has been promised to you. It is truly all about you. It is only necessary for you to grow in order for you to receive it. This growth is simple. Spend time in meditation and learn of its simplicity. 42 All exists, then, in the love and light of the Creator, or to say it another way, all that exists is made of light, directed by love. The concepts of love and light are not exact, the space contacts tell us, but they are the most appropriate words available in our language. Here are correlating passages from several other sources, which repeat the basic thought. Some use the word love, some the word light, and one the word energy, but they all are aiming at the same concept. But until all men agree about the principle taught by the collective prophets and principal teachings, you can have no equation by which to work all your difficult problems. The equation is that God is love, and love is all, and love is the key, or spirit is the force, by which all love is possible between men and between planes, planets and forces of nature. 43, 81, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO, Love is the essence of all creativity. Without love, there would be no life. For it was through love that God received the spark of the idea of creation and conceived the vision of creating man to be a part of him. 44, Attune the frequency of your own individual being nightly. Calling upon that being by whichever name you know that being, the Infinite One, God, the All-Knowing One, our Radiant One, to send forth His light to assist you in attuning with those frequencies of light which are being sent forth now at this time into the very core of your own beings. 45, My friends, remember that you are living in a universe of energy. Even you, yourself, are pure energy. 46 This concept of a vibration forming light is in precise agreement with the findings of Dewey B. Larson's revolutionary unified field theory, which he calls the reciprocal system. Larson says, if this is a universe of motion in which matter is a complex of motions, then motion is logically prior to matter. 47 Let's take a look at a further application of the UFO concept that consciousness is prior to matter. The creation was initially conceived by our Creator to be of a property so as to reflect the impressions given to it by man. It was so designed as to express his desires in any way that he chose. There are various levels or densities in this creation, levels and densities that are not yet suspected by your physical scientists. Each of these levels is expressing the desires of those of the Creator's children who are acting within it. Each level or density is moldable or may be acted upon by the thoughts of the individuals within it to a greater or in some cases a lesser extent than that appreciated by those who dwell upon the surface of your planet at this time. It is only necessary to desire an effect to create it. This is what the Creator of us all provided for us. This is not understood at present by the population of the surface of your planet, however. It is in actuality the truth of the creation that they are, 82, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO Experiencing at this time. The conditions that you experience in your daily activities are a result of your thinking and the thinking of those about you and others on your surface. 48 And again, thought can also be transmitted on many frequencies. The effect that these frequencies will have in the envelope of your earth will depend on the frequencies of thought. Now you say, what determines the frequency of the thought? There are several things there too. The motive back of the thought will determine somewhat the frequency, also the type of thought. For instance, thoughts of resentment, of hate, of fear, each has its frequency, and this frequency has its effect, and will eventually seek out the same vibration or level of vibration in the envelope. As this builds up in the Earth's envelope and becomes greater and greater in quantity, it will have its effect upon the Earth. 49 It is interesting to note, in the context of these messages, that all the people who are currently able to produce Gela-type effects are generally of the opinion that the way they cause the direct alterations in their physical environment is to want those alterations to occur. They desire that the metal change its shape, or whatever, and this change happens. I speculate that the mechanism of the bending and breaking of materials by mind has to do with the mind's affecting an alteration of the basic vibration or space-time mismatch, which Larson identifies as the most basic building block of the material universe, the photon, or light. A much greater refinement of this ability would theoretically allow the individual to create his own reality by arranging the vibration of the fabric of space-time as he desired. As he thought, so would it be. It is the reported condition in the finer planes of existence, as reported by astral travelers too numerous to cite. Indeed, the ability to cause changes in our environments by our own efforts of will seems a desirable talent to cultivate. The UFO notes tell us how to go about achieving fantastic abilities. The instructions are seemingly simple, yet because of their need to put their concepts into our language, there is always the big question of whether we are able to fully understand what they mean. Seeking, my friends, is, as we said, extremely important. First, I would like to explain why seeking is important. Seeking is a way of growing. It is in truth for the people of this planet at this time their only way of truly rapidly growing, my friends, in a sense that is spiritual. 83, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. The people of this planet at this time are almost all children, in a spiritual sense. Most of them are not at this time seeking spiritual growth. This is very important, if an individual is to rapidly grow, spiritually. All of us throughout all space are growing, in a spiritual sense. However, some of us are growing much more rapidly than others. The reason for this growth is simply that these are the ones that are seeking. It is written in your holy works that it is necessary to seek if you are to find. This is with reference to finding spiritual enlightenment. This is in reference to developing the awareness that is necessary for man on earth to develop if he is to take his rightful place in the creation. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are aware that seeking is necessary if one is to get where he wishes to be, and he wishes to be at a higher state of awareness. Look about you, upon your planet. There are many conscious beings, in many forms of life. There are the animals, and birds, and the fish, and man on earth. And each has a state of awareness. But it seems that man has the higher state of awareness. And yet we tell you that this awareness is very minimal. And the awareness of man on earth can be raised to an awareness that he would consider godlike. But, my friends, this is what was meant for man to have. This is what was the original concept of the Creator, that this awareness would be possessed by all of his children. This is what it is necessary to seek, if you are to find this awareness. The reason that it is necessary to seek this awareness is that it cannot be given to you. It is something that each individual must find for himself. It is not a difficult thing to find. It is a very simple thing to find. It is only necessary that the individual go about seeking in a proper way. We are here to attempt to aid those who desire our aid in seeking our awareness, to find it. We will not attempt to confuse those whom we wish to aid with complex lectures on various problems and concepts. We will simply give to them the simplest of the Creator's ideas. For, my friends, His ideas are not complex. It is man, especially man on earth, who has made a complex set of rules and conditions for spirituality. The Creator's concept, my friends, is extremely simple. This we are here to bring to you. It is only necessary then that you seek an understanding of this simplicity. Then, upon understanding it, demonstrate it in your 84, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO Daily Lives, and in your activities and associations with your fellow man. Then, my friends, the awareness that was meant for you will be yours. It is an extremely simple process. It is only necessary that, first, man on earth seek. Seek, my friends. This is what is necessary. This is the first step. Seek awareness. Seek the spirituality that was meant to be yours, and surely you will find it. For this is the Creator's plan, that all of His children should have this. Seeking, my friends, is extremely simple. And yet, through the powers of your intellect, with the best of intentions, it is possible to make it seem complicated. There is the complication in your vision of the concept of time, and there is the complication in your vision of the concept of space. And you say, where, and when, may I seek, in what place may I find holy ground? And at what time may I seek the Creator? My friends, you are the Creator, for the Creator is you. And, my friends, as it is written in your holy works, the place whereon you stand is holy ground. There is no complication in time, for all time is here and now. There is no complication in place, for all place is here and now. My friends, there is naught but seeking, there is naught but the Creator. It is only necessary for you to turn inwardly, into the light, and enter the light. These words are poor, but they lead the way to a new understanding. It is not necessary to have the most perfect meditation or the most proficient spiritual moments in order to be seeking. It is necessary only to turn your will. 50. So we must desire, we must have the desire, and then we must be willing to work for it, to practice, to develop. You see, we have many powers within us, greater powers than you can imagine. But we must develop them, you see, and as we master one, we become aware of others and we master them, and so we do, on and on, but it requires great effort, especially in the beginning. As you gain more confidence in, 85, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO yourself and in your powers to do these things, you see, it becomes easier and easier, for it becomes, it's like it's natural to do this. 51. So we are supposed to seek. But how do we go about seeking? And what is the object of our search? There are many ways, my friends, of gaining what you seek. However, what you seek now will change. It will change as you seek it, for this is the nature of seeking. For as you seek, you find, and as you find, you understand. And as you understand, you continue in seeking, but at a different level. So do not attempt to understand that which at present seems to be beyond you. Simply go within, and you will be led to an understanding that will place you upon a new plateau, from which you will be able to view much, much more of reality. Seeking, my friends, is not a direct attempt to understand each intellectual question which crosses your mind. Seeking is the attempt to know one's Creator. There will be in your seeking an unfoldment of understanding. Each step will show itself to you. When it does, raise yourself upon it, so that you may find the next one. We bring to man of earth understanding, and yet we cannot speak to him and cause him to understand. We cannot communicate through channels this understanding. We can only point out directions for his seeking. For it will be necessary for him to change his point of view, and to change it, he must understand, and to understand, he must seek. There will be many paradoxes in your seeking, for this is the nature of seeking. But as you continue, these will dissolve, for you will reach a new plateau, and a new understanding. And the seeming paradox that you have bypassed will appear in its true light. Meditation, my friends, is the only method of which we know to allow an individual to rapidly form this new basis for his understanding. for this is not dependent upon preconceptions. It is not dependent upon the definitions of a language that was never intended for spiritual seeking. Redefine that which you experience. Redefine it through your seeking, and through your growing awareness of the creation and our Creator. And then, my friends, you will not question, for you will know. For you will have grown in your understanding. 86, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. It is sometimes frustrating to be unable to find answers to those questions that seem paramount, and directly in the path of your seeking. But these too will fade, as you pass them by, and become more and more aware of the single truth that permeates all things, and answers all questions. We will continue to aid you in any way that we can, but primarily we will point out to you the wonders and the joys of the creation that you experience. And we will attempt to bring to you an understanding that will be the result of your meditation. 52 They realize that they cannot really express themselves fully through our words. This is the sad part of their contacting us on this earthy plane of expression, where we are very limited in interpreting mental impressions and the meanings into words. 53 But they are not hampered critically by this communication handicap, because what they want us to do more than anything is meditate and get in touch with our own higher awareness. We should consider the highest state of spiritual harmony, love, an awareness of which we can conceive and so make this state of consciousness our own personal goal. We should keep revising our goal upward as our concepts and realizations of the nature of our Creator grow and blossom within us. 54 How can we seek this higher awareness? The UFO nauts refer again and again to a quotation from our own Holy Bible: ask, and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. 55 Once we begin to come into this higher consciousness, say the Space Brothers, we begin to learn a new way to live, a way focusing on service to others. Service, my friends, is very natural. It is the way of the Creator. It is the plan of the creation. Everything in the creation is performing a service. The vegetation that is abundant upon your planet performs a service. But your people ignore this. The animals upon your planet perform a service, but this is largely also ignored. The flowers, the very air, the water perform a service, but this is ignored. If it were taken fully into 87, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO consideration, it would become obvious that everything in the creation is there to perform a service. This includes all the Creator's children. Each of you is here to perform a service. This is the plan of this infinite creation. This is how it works. It is only necessary to understand this, and then all things are possible. Unfortunately, upon the planet that you now enjoy, this principle is not understood. Very, very few of those who inhabit the surface of this planet understand the simplicity and totality of this plan. It is the way the creation functions. It is only necessary that you understand this, and then perform with the best of your ability. Perform these services to your fellow man, and then you too will be functioning the way that the Creator of us all planned. 56. We must learn in spiritual work to be flexible, to be open, to be of service to one another. 57. It is because all things are interrelated and all parts of the whole must cooperate with each individual segment of the whole, giving, flowing to one another the priceless energies and the goodwill of love and comradeship which must bring forth the highest in each part of the living creative force field on the planet at this time, and with those who work in and through the planet at this time. 58. The Lord answered, serve thy Creator by doing good unto others with all thy wisdom and strength, and by being true to thine own highest light, and all knowledge shall come to thee. 59. You cannot grow by taking in all the truth and beauty of the inner life which you can find and just holding it there. You must bring it forth into your daily life and live as best you can by its tenets and share it with others who ask to know. We may only grow by being agents in the great river of life which flows into our world from our Creator. We must let our light shine forth. If we do not give of that which we receive to those who seek, in the same spirit that it was given to us, we become a full and stagnant bond and we can receive no more. 60. 88, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. I gave thee light of life, that you might extend my action, that others might feel the joy of me that are in darkness spent, who are trouble are blinded and cannot see that I am the .61 all right. We understand that we should attempt to be of service to others. But that is not as simple as it might seem.